106.7 KJUG Country. It's finally Friday, and it's the 4th of July weekend this weekend. And I have Captain Bear from the Tulare County Fire Department with me this morning. Captain Bear, people want to celebrate and light up the sky, but we just can't have that.
No, we definitely want people to be excited and celebrate the 4th of July here in Tulare County, but we want them to do it safely. And safe and sane fireworks are the ones that are allowed to do and celebrate the 4th of July.
There may be some people wondering, well, what's the difference between regular fireworks and safe and sane fireworks?
Safe and sane fireworks are certified by the state fire marshal, approved to be used in the state of California. And those are the ones that you see are sold at the booths that you can see through the different communities here in Tulare County and the different cities. Those are the legal ones that you can buy and use in Tulare County. And just remember, if you are using the safe and sane fireworks, make sure you're in an area where there is no dry grass, nothing that can be caught from the fireworks on the ground. Make sure you have water hose close by and supervising those children. They find fireworks very fascinating. Just make sure you're keeping an eye on them through the celebration.
Are the safe and sane fireworks okay all the way through Tulare County?
In the valley area is where those are allowed. You start getting up into the mountain communities, Camp Nelson, Three Rivers, Badger, Posey, California Hot Springs, and into the hills. Any type of fireworks are not legal in those areas, which we consider state responsibility areas.
The amount of dry grass that we have right now, a little spark could ignite it.
Yes, just driving down the road, see the amount of dry grass that is everywhere within Tulare County and into the hills. And it only takes one spark for that grass to begin to burn and potentially threaten people's homes, people's livelihoods. So we want people to be responsible and celebrate safely.
This time of year, fires are common in our area, so much so that even a hot car could start a fire. But what's the best way to avoid grass fires and fires on someone's property?
Be proactive and begin abating the hazards around your house along the roadways that you're responsible for. If you can get that grass disced or cut down to 3 inches, that's going to go a long way to not only preventing but also stopping any potential threat to your home. The last thing we want anything to happen is your home to burn.
There aren't many people that I know that could come off of an extra $1,000 because they got fined, and that's exactly what you could get if you're caught with fireworks.
Yes, unfortunately, we've had a lot of people that have gone and purchased fireworks from out of state where they are legal and have brought them back into Tulare County. We get reports of and have seen numerous people posting for sale on LetGo and OfferUp and some of those different apps. Over the course of the last few days, we actually have been working with Tulare County District Attorney's Office and the Sheriff's Department on undercover operations, and we've been able to remove 500 pounds of fireworks from off the street through those undercover operations. So if you are selling, if you are participating with illegal fireworks, you could be cited, you could be charged with a felony if you possess over 100 pounds of fireworks, and you could be cited and fined $1,000.
Captain Bear, Tulare County Fire Department, thank you so much for coming on this morning. And remember, all weekend long, there will be patrols out and about all throughout the county. And if you're caught with fireworks, you're going to get a $1,000 fine. So let's keep it safe and sane this 4th of July weekend with 106.7 KJUG Country.